Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Yining.
And this is Sarah.
Sarah, 最近日本一位企业家稻盛和夫去世了。
Many world news outlets and business websites honored the death of Kazuo Inamori recently.
世界新闻机构就是刚才 Sarah 提到的 world news outlets, 还有商业网站 business.Websites. They honored the death of Kazuo Inamori. 对稻盛和夫的逝世表示哀悼。那媒体是怎么报道的呢？
Bloomberg reported that Kyocera Corporation founder Kazuo Inamori, a former Buddhist priest who went on to influence Japanese entrepreneurs for decades, has died of old age. He was 90 years old.
首先第一条新闻是来自于彭博社，他报道说京瓷株式会社创始人稻盛和夫去世，享年90岁。稻盛和夫曾是一名佛教僧侣 a former Buddhist priest, 而且他几十年来一直影响着日本企业家 influence Japanese entrepreneurs for decades.
Times reported that Kazuo Inamori, a major industrialist in post-war Japan,died at 90.
第二条新闻是纽约时报。纽约时报报道说战后日本主要的工业家 major industrialist稻盛和夫逝世，享年90岁。还有其他的报社报道吗？
Yeah. The Associated Press says Japanese business pioneer philanthropist Inori dies at 90.
还有一个是美联社说日本商业先驱 business pioneer 还有慈善家 philanthropist稻盛和夫逝世，享年90岁。所以在这三条新闻里都提到了稻盛和夫逝世。那么去世怎么说呢 ,Sarah?
Died or passed away.
这两种说法都是可以的。Died or passed away. 那在不同的头条中人们对他的称呼也不尽相同。一个是企业家。
One of the titles is entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, 企业家。还有什么头衔呢？
Major industrialist.
Major industrialist, 主要工业家。还有什么头衔？
Business pioneer.
Business pioneer, 中文在后面。Pioneer, 商业先锋。
Ooh, another one. Philanthropist.
Philanthropist.慈善家啊，他有很多的头衔，还有其他的吗？
Some people say he was the saint of management.
The saint of management. 还有人称他为经营之圣。他有这么多头衔，我们一起来简单认识一下他。
After graduating from university, he started his professional career working in Kyoto.
After graduate from university, 他的 professional career 职业生涯开始于 Kyoto, 京都。
Later, he founded Kyocera and Second Telecom from scratch, both which were among the world's top 500 companies.
后来呢又创建了 Kyocera, 京瓷、and Second Telecom, 第二电信、from scratch.那么这两家公司都是在他有生之年进入了世界五百强 World's Top 500 Companies. 他是目前全球唯一创立两家世界五百强的人。
Well, he developed a unique management style that was successful.According to him, because he managed with his heart.
He developed a unique management style, 一种独特的管理方式，而且非常成功，因为他 managed with his heart, 用心管理。
Yeah, this means that they should be motivated by pure intentions, not greed or money. The goal should be to serve society.
人们要 motivated by pure intentions.要 serve society, 报效社会。
His ideas focused on fair competition, the need for managerial transparency, and living a virtuous life as a person.
His idea focused on fair competition, 公平竞争，还有是 the need for managerial transparency, 就是管理的透明需要，过着品德高尚的生活， live a virtuous life.
He believed, for humans to survive, that we should love the work we do, And as a result, we'd work harder than others.
这句话我们常听到。We should love the work we do. 干一行爱一行。有时候不一定是爱一行干一行。而且要比别人更加的努力。We work harder than others.
Yeah. Well, because of the success and his character, in 2019, Kazuo Inamori was given an honorary knighthood by the British government.
2019年的时候，稻盛和夫被英国政府 British government 授予荣誉骑士称号 Honorary knighthood. 一切始于心，一切终于心，这就是稻盛和夫。我们仅以此来纪念一代日本经营之圣稻盛和夫。
Everything starts in my heart and everything ends in my heart. This is Kazuo Inamori. We only take this to commemorate Kazuo Inamori, the saint of Japanese management.
稻盛和夫也为我们留下了许多著作，他的代表作例如活法 A Compass to Fulfillment.
Yet he also left us many works, his representative works, such as The Living Law.
Yeah, The Living Law. 所以代表作我们可以怎么表达呢 Sarah?
Representative works.
Representative works. 这本书也成为了畅销书。那么畅销书怎么说呢？
Best sellers.
Best sellers. 畅销书。
Some of his more popular works that were translated into English include.
他的哪些书翻译成了英文呢？我们一起来看一下。
A Passion for Success. It gives practical, inspirational, and spiritual insight.
第一本呢是斗魂，给予实用鼓舞人心和精神洞察力。这里有三个词，一个是 practical, 实用 inspirational, and spiritual insight.
Another one is called Amoeba Management. It describes Inamori's specialized management style.
第二本呢是稻盛和夫的实学阿米巴模式，深入剖析了由稻盛和夫开创的独特经营方法 specialized management style, 阿米巴模式。
And A Compass to Fulfillment. It discusses passion and spirituality in life and business.
下一本书呢是活法，刚才我们提到过的，讨论生活和商业中的激情和精神 Passion and Spirituality. Sarah, 我没有读过稻盛和夫的书，但是听过他的理念和故事，有一句话给我留下很深的印象，大概意思是，当我们爬山的时候，就要提前想好山那边的样子。
When we start to climb the mountain,We should think about the appearance of the other side of the mountain in advance.
Great. I really love this sentence.
Me too.
Sarah, 你知道吗？稻盛和夫在中国的影响力很大。那英语国家的人是怎么看他呢？ Kazuo Inamori has a great influence in China. What do people in English countries think of him?
Well, until recently, I didn't know who Kazuo Inamori was. And I'm sure many people in the West are also unaware of his legacy.
看样西方知道稻盛和夫的人不多，也不知道 unaware of 他留下来的遗产 legacy.
Yeah, I don't know if I would call him famous, but I think that in Western countries, his influence is felt more by larger business owners and entrepreneurs.
His influence is felt more by larger business owners. 许多大型公司的企业主和企业家 entrepreneurs, 他们深受稻盛和夫理念的影响。那 Sarah, 稻盛和夫去世后网友是怎么评价他的呢？ Is there any comment from netizens?
So one comment is from Mina. She says, the so-called investment for me is to invest the money through their own forehead sweat, hard work to obtain profits rather than unearned. Kazuo Inamori. Thank you, I have learned a lot from you.
Yeah.网友 Mina 说，所谓投资 investment 对我而言就是投下资金，通过自己额头流汗辛苦工作获取利润，而非不劳而获。稻盛和夫的这句话让他受益颇多。 I've learned a lot from you.
Another comment by Irish screenwriter in Cali says, A fascinating life story. Recovering from tuberculosis as a teen, founding two companiesretiring to become a Buddhist monk, being called out of retirement by the Japanese government to rescue another company.
Iris screenwriter in Kelly 说，这是一个引人入胜的人生故事。A fascinating life story. 您十几岁时从肺结核康复，然后到创办了两家公司 ，founding two companies. 退休后成为一名僧侣 ，become a Buddhist monk. 然后呢，又被日本政府召回，最后呢，拯救了另一家公司 ，being called out of retirement by the Japanese government to rescue another company.、So great.
Yeah. Another comment says Inamori set a great example of the.Impact an entrepreneur and businessman can generate in the world over his long, illustrious career. He also generously shared his management and life philosophy. May he rest in peace.
有一位网友他说，稻盛和夫在他漫长而辉煌的职业生涯中 ，over his long, illustrious career, 为企业家和商人 ，an entrepreneur and businessman, 在世界上产生的影响，树立了一个伟大的榜样 ，set a great example. 他还普遍分享了他的管理和人生哲学。His management and life philosophy. 愿他安息 May he rest in peace.
So, tell us, dear listeners, what do you remember about Kazuo Inamori? Let us know in the comments what about him that you admire.
大家可以留言告诉我们你所了解的稻盛和夫
Yeah, it's always sad when a great person dies, but his memory will certainly live on in his work.
Rest in peace. Thank you for leaving all these valuable books and quotes and everything for us.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Sarah.
This is Inil.
See you next time.
Bye.
I wish I'd get you out of my mind. And you'd let me slip through the great divide. But you